Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. The new year brings with it a nice selection of new restaurants in the region, several of which have made Sauce Magazine's January hit list, the Sauce list of must-try establishments. It's an eclectic bunch and a hefty list with a familiar name or two. Joining me in studio to talk about them are managing editors Catherine Claney and Heather Hughes and art director Meera Nagarajan. Thank you, ladies. Happy New Year. Nice to see you again.
Happy New Year.
Let's get right to it. We've got a lot of ground to cover today. And the first one, I see a familiar name, sort of partially familiar anyway, and that's the name Louis. Meera, you're going to tell us about Louis.
Yeah, King Louis, if you remember, it's a restaurant that closed around 10 years ago. And it's a place that people still ask us about, like when we're receiving calls at the office or teaching a cooking class, people say, I miss King Louis. Where do I go? And finally, we have an answer for that. Matt McGuire is the former owner of King Louis, and he's opened Louis in Des Moines. And everything there, from the service to the wine, the atmosphere, the food, makes you want to stay there all night, and I have. I just never want to leave there. You walk in, it's beautiful inside, a little moody in there, and beautiful wallpaper, and the staff is very friendly and knowledgeable of the menu. They really help guide you to the right dishes for your taste. And when I went, I had their farro salad with pomegranate and squash. It was like a super fresh and light and healthy option. And I also love their Italian salad, which it had a lot of spicy pickled peppers in it. So it was more briny and spicy as opposed to an Italian salad that's a little cheesier and sweeter that is pretty common. And they make pizzas in their wood-fired oven, margherita pizza, always a classic, and it was great there. And I had a few vegetable dishes that were really amazing. One was a fried cauliflower dish with the mint aioli, and they had a grilled broccolini dish with this spicy Calabrian chili and fish sauce, which was just amazing. They have really great, you know, kind of fresh twists on Italian classic food. So I thought their house-made pastas are show-stopping. Like, they are just wonderful. They had a butternut squash agnolotti, which is a stuffed pasta, and it's served in a brown butter sauce with cheese. Well, you cannot go wrong with these combinations. I mean, brown butter is like a weakness, right? And their desserts are great, too. I had a panna cotta with a mulled wine reduction sauce. And, you know, they have stuff for vegetarians and vegan options, as well as if you want a grilled flank steak with potatoes, they got you covered. And I've been three times now since they've opened, and I really cannot wait to go back.
Tell us how you really
feel. That's pretty clear. She texts us every time she goes to remind us that it's still
just
good.
It's a magic kind of place. You know, some restaurants have that, like, magic touch, and they've just got this thing going where they're just clicking on all levels.
And it's the Jimmy's on the Park former location.
Right. They subdivided that space, and so it's a smaller space, but yeah, it's the former Jimmy's.
Well, you've got the most unusual name, Catherine, on the list today.
Poke Doke. Mm-hmm. So this opened up in Central West End. For people who aren't familiar, poke is essentially a raw Hawaiian fish salad, so people who like sushi will really enjoy this. And they basically have applied the build-your-own concept to poke bowls. So you go in and you choose from any base that you like, whether that's sushi rice, soba noodles, salad greens, or even wonton chips. You can almost make like a nacho kind of thing. And then you pick whatever, they sell it by the scoop. So you pick whatever sort of seafood or protein you want. So you can get salmon, you can get tuna, you can get octopus, shrimp, tofu, anything. You can mix and match. So if you want one scoop salmon, one scoop tofu, so whatever you'd like. And then you top that with basically anything you can find on a sushi roll. So avocado, seaweed, anything like that. And then they have all sorts of different spicy sauces and sweet sauces that you can add to it. They also have a la carte items. You can get a crab rangoon, miso soup, pot stickers. But you build it all up, and then you can dine in there or take it to go. It's a really convenient to-go option. But it's, yeah, that's located on Euclid in the Central West End.
As I said, it is an eclectic list. that proves it. Heather, you're up next with Frankly on Cherokee.
Frankly on Cherokee recently opened. Anybody who's familiar with the food truck, you might have seen it at Food Truck Friday, Frankly Sausages. This is their first brick-and-mortar location. It's the same house-made sausage. They have everything from a hot dog to a brat that they top with house sauerkraut and mustard to a little bit stranger options like a wild boar sausage that I had when I went, which was really good. That one's topped with pickled red onion and roasted apples or something a little bit different. But the main thing that brings me to Frankly on Cherokee every time is the French fries. These are, I will say confidently, my favorite fries in the city. Urban Chestnut's close second, but second these are amazing. They're brined, they're double fried, they're big, and they have really crispy outsides, really soft and tender insides. I cannot say enough about the fries. You can also get them topped with melted raclette cheese. Now it's available all the time. It used to be limited. It is excellent. If you like stinky cheese, go and get the fries.
How do you stay so slender eating like that?
God knows.
All right. Frankly, I'm sure it sounds fun and good.
It is.
The next one is a parlor. And Mira, it has your name next to it.
Oh, well, it is a fun bar. So
it would be a bar. Of course.
It's a bar where you can go play games. And I'm a big fan of that because sometimes when you just go to a bar and you're standing around chit-chatting, it's like that can get old after a little while. So this is a perfect option if you're like me and you have a competitive spirit. The music is really lively in there. When I went, they were playing like funk, like George Clinton kind of like funk music. And they have a really big bar. And then they have arcade games, skee ball, and a pool table. And I just thought, you know, it was really fun. When I went during happy hour, and the drinks were really nicely made. I had a parlor cup, which is their riff on a Pimm's cup. So there was gin in it, Pimm's, which is a gin-based liqueur, lime, passion fruit, pineapple vest for a little local flair, and cucumber and herbal chartreuse. So it was sweet and fruity, a little herbaceous and balanced. But they also have really simple classic cocktails like a daiquiri with Plantation 3-Star Rum, sugar, and lime. And then they had a bunch of canned drinks. So they had canned wines, rosé, red, and white. So something for everyone. And then they also had canned beers like from Second Shift, also a local brewing company, and then Evil Twin, among many others. And it's just a good time. You know, they have a DJ on the weekends, and I believe in the future, they're going to start having food at a stationary food truck that'll be parked outside.
We're hearing a lot more about canned wines these days, aren't we?
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming more popular. How about the Clover and the Bee, Catherine?
The Clover
and Heather.
The Clover and the Bee. So this is for people who are familiar with Olive and Oak. It's opened in Webster Groves, I think, 2 years ago now, and is still as popular as it was the day it opened. They opened a breakfast and lunch spot next door called the Clover and the Bee, and it's a small menu of salads, sandwiches, and entrees served in this really beautiful space. There's these bright colors on the walls, big bold flowers painted, these really pretty like green. Are they velvet or velour? Something like some sort of banquette.
Velvety, classy, whatever it is.
It's yes. Very classy. You feel very fancy when you go in. But it's laid back. It's counter service. You place your order there. They bring the food to you at the table. We really like some of the food we had there. On the breakfast side, I really like the biscuit sandwich. It's the only biscuit sandwich I've ever had that doesn't immediately fall apart when you pick it up to try to eat it. Everything stayed really nice and put together. And you tried some of the lunch options, right, Hannah?
Yeah, they have more entree-style dishes for lunch. I tried a smoked flank steak dish that was served over a warm potato salad tossed with little bits of kale, Asiago, and a Caesar dressing that I couldn't place at first. I didn't remember that it said Caesar tossed potato salad. It was amazing. Just so good and savory. Just pretty unexpected for a lunch dish. The same sort of attention to detail, the quality of food that you get at Olive and Oak, you're going to get here for lunch and breakfast. They also have a to-go window. Especially when the weather warms up, that'll be more useful, where you can get coffee. They have grab-and-go snacks. They have an amazing crab dip that's really good, as well as baked goods. And really, it's just you go in there and you feel classy. It is a gorgeous space. I know Catherine already said it, but I had to say it too. It looks beautiful in there.
What impressed me was just looking at their menu. They have their breakfast sandwich. One of them is $5. So they really have a nice range in price points, which is convenient.
And you could just go in and get a coffee and a cookie if you'd like.
Interesting name. Where does that come from?
It comes from an Emily Dickinson poem. It's something about a field or something. I shouldn't even say.
You don't
say.
Want to recite that for
I do not know it from
memory.
We
did not bring a copy of the poem, unfortunately.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah. Well, let's move along to the next one on our list. That's the Need Bakehouse and Provisions.
Sure. Yeah. So Need Bakehouse and Provisions. People who are familiar with Need Bakery, I think they were selling their loaves at farmers markets, especially in the St. Charles area for the past few years. They've finally opened their own brick and mortar spot in the Lindenwood Park neighborhood. If you're familiar with Salume Bedu, that's where they opened their space up. So they sell fresh loaves of country bread or brioche. But they also were doing a lunch service and a breakfast service. You can stop by and get some pastries, but they also have sandwiches, We tried the smoked brisket sandwich, which we really enjoyed, and it's served on toasted slices of their bread. You can get them hot or cold. In this weather, I would definitely recommend getting anything hot. And it was smoked brisket, microgreens, smoked gouda, a little herb aioli, a tomato, a whole grain mustard, house pickles. It was a good sandwich. It was small enough to be a good lunch option. It didn't weigh you down. They also do a pick two option. So we picked a half a sandwich and then the kale and kefir salad, which is sort of a take on a Caesar salad. It's made with lacinato kale, which is, in my opinion, the better kale. I don't like the leafy curly kale as much. Puffed wheat berries, pecans, and then a kefir-based salad dressing that was really nice. And they make their own sodas, too. So we got a botanical soda that was made with grapefruit and juniper and fresh mint. It was kind of a nice, refreshing lunch day.
Well, we'll move now into the science fiction portion of our of our menu today. And Heather and Mira, you're both going to share this. The name of the place is Mothership.
Mothership, yes, is located inside of Earthbound Beer's new space on Cherokee Street, which I think science fiction is right. It feels like a post-apocalyptic world in there. They have a big hanging seating area that's hung from the ceiling on these giant black chains.
Yeah.
It's really neat.
It's a suspended, cool. Like, mezzanine. It's so cool to hang out in.
And it's furnished with these old school chairs and then log stools. And it's a very interesting place. We love the beer. They have a very experimental menu. But we are talking about Mothership, which is the food program that was now run by Vista Ramen, came up with the menu, Chef Chris Bork. And then the chef who is working at Mothership is Josh Adams, moved over from Vista.
The menu offers a lot of – it's barbecue. It's like the central theme. But they have like kind of, you know, little Vista Ramen touches on things. We had their potato salad, which is made with Kewpie mayo, which is a Japanese mayo made with rice vinegar. Their cornbread is served with a gochujang honey butter, and gochujang is a Korean chili paste. It's got these like little flares of kind of international touches. We really love their sauces. They make several sauces. Our favorite, I think, was the pomegranate jerk.
Super
agree. Fruity and spicy with like a good
it
kick.
Sort of lingers.
Yeah,
it was really nice.
And they had a root beer one too that was really
jerk.
Good.
Yeah, like jerk. like a Jamaican jerk almost.
Oh, okay. All right.
So lots of different spices up in there. Yeah. I really liked the sauce.
And it's not just barbecue either. I think Chris Bork said something like they were going for smoked stuff. So they have pulled pork and they have a kielbasa, but they also have a smoked turkey pita, which was one of my favorite things. That's just made with smoked turkey and then it's topped with a yogurt sauce, a little more Mediterranean bend. House pickles and sumac. So it's a wide range of things, and it's, you know, it's going to be well done. It's done by Vista Ramen, and it's a good pairing with the beer. So it's good food, beer food menu.
I like some of the names that we've come up with today. And this is another one, the Fiddlehead Fern.
Yes. This is a new coffee shop in the Shaw neighborhood. I have been in there a couple times already. I live pretty close by, which is convenient. It's a great place to go and sit for a while and maybe get some work done. There's always people posted up with computers. The few times I've been in there, it seemed like the baristas know every single person in the place except for me. It's already got a bunch of regulars. It's a pretty spare, kind of cold-feeling space with concrete floors, big white walls, bleached wood tables. But I liked it. I think it feels a little bit cozy. They have big floral art prints. And bud vases on every table. It's a great place to go sit for a while, get some stuff done. They have a good coffee program with a Georgia-based coffee company called Perk. And they also have a few food items. It's a very short menu, mostly of loaded toasts, so toast with a bunch of stuff on it. I really liked the smashed chickpea option, which is topped with chickpeas, obviously, radishes, a little balsamic vinegar. They also have some egg dishes, and they have house-baked goods. A cranberry roseberry scone was my favorite. They have beer and wine as well, even though they're not open at nights yet, or I'm not sure if they're planning on it. And they also have local shrub company Heirloom Bottling Co. drinks. So
just a couple of minutes left, and we couldn't do a program like this concerning new establishments without talking about Shake Shack.
In case you've been living under a rock for the past 3 months, Shake Shack is now open in St. Louis. Restaurateur Danny Meyer has finally brought his popular restaurant to his hometown. When you go there, first thing you have to try is the classic Shack burger. That was our favorite. It's a classic smash burger, two patties, gooey American cheese, house-based mayonnaise sauce, and you also have to get cheese fries. Crinkle, regular fries are fine, but cheese fries is the correct answer when you're ordering. Once you've checked those off your list, you should definitely try the Ultra Crispy Chicken Shack sandwich, and then also the Mound City Double, which was sort of made for St. Louis, this St. Louis location. It's two smash patties with Provel cheese and local bacon. So it's definitely an indulgent sandwich, but it's a good one. And Mira, you tried their vegetarian sandwich, right?
Yeah, it was delicious. It's like a fried mushroom, juicy, Lucy. It's got like cheese inside and the mushroom, and they bread it and then deep fry it. And so if you're looking for a vegetarian option, you won't miss the meat with that one. It's delicious.
And Heather, the fries are pretty good too.
Crinkle cut fries at Shake Shack. Yes, right. Those are also good.
Let's wrap it up with the Squatters Cafe in less than a minute, if we can.
Okay, Squatters Cafe is James Beard nominated chef Rob Connolly's new lunch place in the KDHX building on Washington Avenue in Grand Center. We have been looking forward to his restaurant that he's been planning on opening in St. Louis for a while. This sort of came out of nowhere. He's been serving up a lunch and breakfast menu, counter service, fast casual. Things are set up ready to take back to your office for lunch. Really unusual stuff, though. It sounds pretty simple. They make house-made English muffins, for example, but this dish is topped with a dome of butternut squash, like a whole big round piece of squash that is filled with a soft-cooked egg and creamy goat cheese. So it sounds like a normal breakfast dish, but it's very unexpected. My favorite thing on the menu was a cassoulet that's just called meat and beans, made with shredded confit chicken, sausage, cannellini beans. It really, honestly, it tasted as good as anything I've gotten in Toulouse, France.
We're going to have people try it out for themselves.
Okay, go to Squatters Cafe.
Thank you, Heather, Mira. Thank you, Catherine,
thank you.
For being with us.
Thank you,
tomorrow
John.
On St. Louis on the Air, we'll go behind the headlines with reporter Rachel Lippman to hear about her interview with the new St. Louis police chief. Archived versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thank you for listening. I'm Don Marsh.